Yeah, thanks for walking me back to my car, even though I parked out in the back this morning. I came late, so, you know, shittier parking. I know, but my boss is cool. She just wants the work done. Not like you're a boss. Honestly, I don't know why you don't just barge into the supervisor's office and tell him off. That guy is a certified asshole. Yeah, but this is the third time this month he's made you work on a Saturday, while he lounges on that deck pool he always brags about. I know, but dude, you're being walked all over. If I were you, I'd... Yeah, I guess you're right. We both need this job. You more than ever. Hey, I never had a chance to tell you, but I'm so sorry about your breakup. Really. I was dealing with some family drama at the time, but I thought about you a lot. Well, here's my car. No, we can still talk. I don't have any plans until 6. Just dinner with the family. And about the breakup, I just don't like the way it all went down with you two. She even blocked me on social media. But I have a friend she didn't block who sent me some screenshots of the lies she's spreading about you. Oh, you saw those same screenshots? I'm so sorry. Are you doing okay? I mean, really okay? Right. Your rent. Shit. You should sue her for her share owed on the lease. She wasn't on the lease? God, that sucks. And you still got 6 months to go? Man, I wish there was a way to... Wait, hold up. I have one of my crazy ideas. Yes, again. Shut up and hear me out, okay? Why don't I move in with you? Why not? We get along, I can cook better than you, I can watch those black and white movies you love so much, and we understand each other. Dude, it'd be great. Plus, I have a month to month, so I could move out anytime I wanted. I also earn way more than her, so I won't be borrowing money from you like she did. And the rent from you would actually be cheaper. I don't see why it wouldn't be the perfect match. Oh, right. It's a one bedroom. Obstacles. Well, I've been thinking. There is one way this whole thing might work for us. You look surprised. Your cheeks are so red. No, I didn't mean to make fun of you. I think it's really cute. Yeah, I'm in love with you. And I felt this way for a while now, ever since you got to know my family. By the way, they all say hi. And I'm so glad I got to meet yours, too. Your mom's the best, and your brother helped fix my car last spring. You're kind of a hit with my folks. My dad always asks me when you're coming over again to watch baseball with him. They treat you like family. Because you already are family. And I treat yours like my own, too. Before, I would just tell them you were my friend. But then I started seeing you in a different light. Even before your breakup, I started to like you more and more. And your ex gave me the perfect chance to make a move. So, what do you say? Do we have a deal? I'll take that as a yes. You know, I never thought you'd feel the same way about me. That's why I never brought it up. And honestly, if you hadn't had the issue with the apartment, I probably would have waited longer to tell you. But right now, it feels perfect, doesn't it? Say it again. I love you too. here's another crazy idea. Tell that asshole supervisor that you can't work this weekend because something important just came up. Me.